Welcome. You've now tuned in to Big Reen and Air Void Live. This is our first episode here. Basically, we're going to cover some sports, cover some current events that are going on, and we're just going to, hopefully you guys can relate to us. Going to get started.
It's Air Void, man. Season one, episode one. If you got any suggestions out there, any questions, if you want to even debate what we're debating, feel free to, leave a comment, Anything y'all want to hear us talk about, we will. We're going to keep it real on here. Nothing fake. It's going to be uncut, unedited.
Uncensored, baby.
Straight up like that.
One take.
Off the hand, too. Every time.
All right, well, we're going to get started. I'm not sure if you heard about this, boy, but last night, the Golden State Warriors, they were playing, and I believe a player on the opposing team's shoe came off. So DeMarcus Cousins picked up the shoe and just tossed it to the side. As he should, and he got teed up for it. Now, I feel like, personally, DeMarcus Cousins has been picked on for a good part of his career by the referees. That, he doesn't have a good... I believe he's leading in technical fouls right now of active players in the NBA.
He's like Rasheed. He's like the modern day Rasheed, man. Rasheed used to get a technical from just looking at the ref. So, if DeMarcus sneezed the wrong way, it's a double tech. He's out of there.
I understand, man. And I just feel like that that was just a grimy call by the referees. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was necessary at all. I don't think it was. I believe that they rescinded the call.
They did.
But, that still affects the game that's going on. If they weren't up by 20, then that could have been an issue. But
right,
it's Golden State, so.
Right. I mean, it's really even nothing to debate there, man. It's a bad call. We see refs make a lot of bad calls these days anyway. But that was just blatant anyway. So,
Yeah.
Now,
so
Big Reen.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Who is the league MVP of the NBA right now?
I'm gonna make my opinion as unbiased as possible. Okay, I think it's Paul George, man. I think it's Paul George, and I'm gonna tell you why. Okay. Now, I know everything that I say, you're gonna be able to argue, and. But let me say this, man. Paul George is the best two-way player in the game today. Best two-way player in the game. With offensive efficiency, defensive efficiency, steals, blocks, scoring, three-point percentage, rebounding. And let's not, he's averaging 5 or 6 assists just being a small forward. So it's like he's had 40-point games multiple. I think he's had 3 of the last 5 games with 40 points. He's hitting 5-plus game winners this year. OKC is third seed. And really, he's just a comeback player, man. You saw what happened to his leg a few years ago. It looked like a capital letter L, man. He split in half.
Capital. Look, man, I'm going to throw out 2 names. I'm not saying that they're better, but they can be considered. First being Kevin Durant, two-way, offensive god, plays great defense, can pull up 40, okay?
40.
All right, got a post, got defense, can pass the ball, run the break, And then I'm going to bring up, since you said two-way, I'm going to bring up two more guys other than Kevin Durant. Kawhi Leonard, defensive god.
Hold on. So, see, I understand why you would say, but we're talking about a guy that's only played half of the games this year. He was barely playing back to backs into the All Star break. I'm not considering him for MVP right now. He hasn't played enough. Paul George has played every single game.
I was saying that on the two way type. Now, if we're saying you already know who my MVP is. My MVP is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Okay, 27 points. What is it? 16 rebounds and 7 assists. Leading the Eastern.
It's 12.
If it is, I don't care. Okay, what if it 12 rebounds? 12. Fact check that. Go ahead and fact check it for me.
I'll fact check it for you.
All right. 7 assists. All right. Averaging a steal and a half and another block and a half. Plays defense. Plays offense. Is virtually unstoppable. It doesn't matter that if you treat him like they treat Ben Simmons and back up into the paint. So you want him to shoot? He's going to Eurostep and take 2 steps from the three-point line to the paint and dunk. So it doesn't matter. He's the new Superman. That's my MVP. I understand Paul George is dropping 40-point games, game winners. But Giannis is – he's breaking people. Like you can't stop him. You can stop Paul George, but you cannot – stop.
Oh, okay. Giannis. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let's not be disrespectful.
You can't stop,
okay?
Giannis. You can stop Paul George.
Yeah. Okay. Because if Paul George's shot is off, he's still on, bro. He's still giving you defense. He's still gonna give you 25 regardless. He haven't scored under 20 this season. But let me get you those stats for you real quick. Giannis, he's at 27 points a game, almost 13 rebounds, 6 assists. You're right, still in the half. He's shooting 58% from the
58.
Field.
58!
But, you know...
58!
But, you know, I'm going to say this once, and I know everybody's been saying it, but at that... When it comes down to the playoffs, and teams are picking... You got a 7-game series. They win a lot of games now. You got a 7-game series to pick apart Giannis' jump shot and make him work harder.
Well, I think he'll get it. It ain't going to be the first round, because most likely he's going to pay the Pistons. And... well, we're gonna see when the exposing gonna happen, but it ain't gonna be the first round.
Well, I think eventually in the play, I don't see them getting past Boston. I don't see them getting past. I don't even see them get past Toronto, really.
I feel like they can get past anyone with the new core that they have. They didn't have Brook Lopez last year, I don't believe. Ed Bledsoe is balling. Then they just, I think they got one of the best trades at the deadline, Mirko.
Miro,
you got it.
Yeah,
come on now. Spreads the flow. You got another all-star, Middleton. Okay. You got Brogdon.
Now, let me add on to that. I'm not going to call Chris Middleton an all-star. He made the all-star team, but that is an account of the Bucks having the best record in the NBA.
What?
You know.
What do you mean, not all-star?
Chris Middleton. He made the all-star team, but you could have gained a spot to anybody.
Who wanted it? Who actually deserved it more than him in the East?
Yeah,
he was awesome,
but he made it after Victor Oladipo was injured. He should have had that spot to begin with. Chris Middleton's averaging 17 points a game, man. I mean, D'Lo's doing that in his sleep. He's doing that on a bad day. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's in turn with them having the best record. I understand.
Is he not a big factor in them having the best record?
Oh, he's a great. You know, I think he's underrated, but I wouldn't call him all-star caliber. He is equal. Or a little bit less of what CJ McCollum is. I'll say that.
I'm not going to go that far. I think it's CJ McCollum.
A little bit less of
is a little bit better. And I'm acknowledge that he's a little bit better, but he's also in a better division or a better conference. That's why CJ McCollum is not an all-star. But I would say in the Eastern Conference standards, Middleton is most definitely an all-star. I understand where you come from with the D'Lo, but Middleton is an all-star. So back what I was saying. These dudes out here are balling. They can beat anyone in the Eastern Conference in a 7-game series. I'm going to throw out Boston. We don't know what Boston going to be in the playoffs. All right? Kyrie might go down the last game of the season. He ain't.
But you can argue that for any East. Like, you argue that for Philly.
Gordon Hayward, trash.
You can argue that for Toronto Wings. Okay. They can't do anything in the playoffs.
Don't get me started on Kyle Lowry. You know how I feel. when it's game one of the playoffs, he turns to a bench player. Reserve. Okay?
Right.
Trash. He need to show me something. He need to show Kawhi something, because Kawhi gonna get out of there. Guess who we need to impress? Kawhi.
Yeah, I feel you.